ill, John?
Just fainted, I think. And no wonder. All she's gone through.
Has she given up hope?
Oh, no. Like us, she still cherishes the hope that he will manifest his power and deliver himself from his enemies.
He won't.
What makes you say that?
I recall words in which he foretold the very things that are now taking place. Remember?
Yes, I... Oh, my heart sinks within me. He said he would be put to death by evil.
She's awakening.
Oh, where am I? My son, is he still alive?
Yes, yes, dear mother of the Master.
He hasn't exerted his power to save himself.
No.
I'd like to go back to the...
No, I don't think that's best.
Please, you love him, John. You know what agony it is to be away from him. I love him, too.
All right. I'll take you. This is close enough.
No, John, beloved of my son. I want to be at the very foot of the cross. I want to look up into his beautiful face. Please, John, take me closely.
But can you bear it?
He is my son.
I understand. Come. I'll take you to the very foot of his cross.
I did most of the work, so I claim his garments as mine.
It was my idea, so they're mine.
And let us cast lots for them. That seems
Lord,
to be...
Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom.
Did you hear that? The thief wants a part in Jesus' kingdom.
Now, quiet, quiet. I want to hear his reply.
Verily, I say unto you today, thou shalt be with me in paradise.
My son.
Mother. John, behold thy mother. Mother, behold thy son.
I accept the trust, Lord. She shall be a great blessing to me, for she will always remind me of my Lord and Savior.
The dark cloud enshrouds the Savior. The darkness is pierced with a bright living light. Look at the face of the thief. Perfect peace, for he has accepted the saving grace of our Lord.
My son is the Messiah. Men may exercise power over his human body. They may place a crown of thorns on his brow. They may strip him of his raiment and cast lots for it. But they cannot rob him of his power to forgive sins. His ear is not heavy that it cannot hear. Neither his arm shortened, that it cannot say.
He is king. He is king of kings. It is his royal right to save all those who come to God through him. Oh, I am beginning to understand now that his kingdom is not of this world.
Priests, incite the mob to more violence and insults. Or they may turn against you and the other temple rulers.
Who are you to tell me what to do? Anyway, the people do as they choose.
They do what I inspire them to do. And so do you. You always will. It's too late to change.
Who are you?
Never mind who I am. Just get busy and heap insults upon him. I have more at stake in this than you do. I must win, for all is lost. Forever lost.
Are you?
No, you can't.
I'll do it myself. Come back here. I want to know who you are.
He should know who I am. I have inspired him to all the evil and wicked things he has ever done. And he has done plenty. Lieutenant!
Yes, yes.
You and the rest of my angels circulate among this mob and get them angry again. Get them to actually kill him, if you can. He must die quickly. Then I will have won. The world will forever be mine!
Master, we cannot kill unless permission...
Do as I say. Get busy with the mob.
Do you know who is here?
You mean the angels from heaven?
Yes, Master.
I know they're here. And I also know they will let us go so far and no farther. This has always been true. Why worry about it now? Just get busy!
There is no need to yet, Master. The dark cloud still covers the cross, and him, the people, are fear-struck.
The end is here! Oh, help me!
Jesus, come out of that
cross! Perhaps he already has it.
He is what he claimed to be. God's own!
He will quickly get even with his enemy!
It's getting lighter. The darkness is lifting.
Perhaps it is not the end.
It is entirely light now, except around
can
the cross.
Can anyone see the cross, or he will hang upon it?
The lightning seems to be hurled directly at the cross.
My God. My God. Why hast thou forsaken me?
The bolts of God's wrath are hurled at him because he blasphemed by claiming to be the Son of God. The vengeance of heaven is upon him.